So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara referring back to that which the Mishnah said, Kol chayis mei brachas shebemikdash hayoyimim ad ha'olam. In the first base of Mikdash, brachas will conclude as follows. Baruch Hashem lekei Yisrael min ha'olam, baruch hayin ados, for example. Mishakilkul ha'tzedukim ba'amru ein olam ela echad, when the tzedukim denied the existence of the world to come, hiskinu sheyoyimim min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. They instituted that in the second base of Mikdash, they should say, Baruch Hashem lekei Yisrael min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam, baruch hayin ados. Thereby strengthening the belief in both worlds. The Gemara explains, the reason for the extended conclusion of the bracha is lafi she'ein oinin amen b'migdash, because we don't answer a simple amen in the base of Migdash. Rather, upon hearing a bracha or Hashem's name in the base of Migdash, the proper response is baruch shem kevod machus loylam vod. And therefore, the brachas in the base of Migdash were extended as well. The Gemara says that the source for not answering a simple amen in the base of Migdash is that the pasuk first states kumu baruchas Hashem elikechem min ha'olam ad olam, upon which the extended conclusion is based. And then it states, Vivorchu shim kvaidecho mureim makal brachas hila, upon which the extended response is based. These psukim, which were stated in connection with the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, indicate that the brachas in the Beis HaMikdash, as well as the response to the brachas, are to be longer than typical brachas and responses recited outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara derives another law from the expression in this pasuk, Umereimim al kol brachas hila, exalted over every blessing and praise, namely that there is an obligation to give praise, meaning answering Amen or Baruch Shem Kivayim Machos Olam Vod after each and every bracha, rather than one response after all the brachas. The next and final halach in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak is, V'hiskinu she'odim shoyil eshlim chavei b'shem. They instituted that one should greet his friend with the name of Hashem. As the pasuk says, Hashem imachim, Boye said Hashem is with you, to which they answered, Yivrecha Hashem, may Hashem bless you. The Mishnah also cites additional sources, one of which is the pasuk Eislasas Lashem Eferis Eresecha. Rav explains that the pasuk Eislasas Lashem Eferis Eresecha can be read and interpreted two ways. If it is read forward in the normal way, it is understood as follows: Eislasas Lashem, it is time for Hashem to punish because Eferis Eresecha they have nullified your Torah by committing sins. Alternatively, this pasuk can be read backwards and understood as meaning Eferis Eresecha. The Chacham have issued a decree that is contrary to the Torah. Why? Because Eislas Lashem, it is a time to act for the sake of Hashem. In other words, the sages deemed it necessary to violate a law of the Torah for the sake of upholding the Torah. So too in this case, the Chacham allowed greeting one another with the name of Hashem in order to promote friendship among Bnei Yisrael. In a similar vein, Darish Bakapar, Ezahi Parsha Ketana Shekol Gufi Torah Tluimba. Bakapara said, which is a small passage in the Torah upon which all the fundamentals of the proper depend? It's the pasuk, B'chol d'rechecha de'ehu, v'hu yiyashar achesecha. In all your ways you must know him, and he will straighten your paths. Rabbi explains that the words, B'chol d'rechecha, in all your ways, means to include, afil dvar avera, even to sin if needed. This means that sometimes one must even do a sin for the sake of Hashem. Of course, this discretion is reserved for G'dayl Yisrael of each generation. Another teaching of Bakapara, Darish Bakapara, a person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade. Rav Chisda explained this to be embroidery. The Gemara continues with some additional teachings. Rabbi says, we can learn from the story of Yosef and Potiphar, al yimna adam apetrapis b'tech besem. A person should not appoint an administrator to oversee all his household needs. For we see that Potiphar's wife took notice of Yosef only after Potiphar appointed him as the administrator over his house. Rabbi also taught, why did the Torah place the passage of Nazir next to the passage of Saita? To teach that Haraya Saita Bekakula Yazir Asman Layayin. One who witnesses the process of a Saita in the Beis HaMikdash should take a lesson and become a Nazir and separate himself from wine. Similarly, we learned, why is the Parashah of Saita next to the Parashah of Trumas HaMaisis? To teach us that one who withholds Truma from the Kohen will end up needing the services of the Kohen by his wife becoming a Saita. Moreover, the Gemara derives from the pasuk, Ve'ishas kadoshim lo yiyu, and a man's holy things, they will be for him, that one who withholds Truma Maisa will eventually become poor and be forced to accept Maisa Ani and other charity for himself. However, Amar Avnachma Yitzchok, Ve'imnasnan seif mis asher, if he does give Truma Maisa properly, he will become rich. As it says, Ish asher yitin lakoyin lo yiyah, a person who will give to the Kohen lo yiyah momen harba, that he will acquire much wealth. The Gemara next relates the following incident. Chanina, the son of Reb Shua's brother, he was establishing leap years and Rish Chodesh outside Eretz Yisrael. The sages of Eretz Yisrael sent messengers asking him to stop doing so because the Jewish calendar can be established only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara later explains that this is derived from the pasuk Ki mitziyon teitz Yisrael udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, because from Tzion shall Torah go forth, and the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was an exception to the rule. He was permitted to establish the calendar even when he was outside Eretz Yisrael, because lo hiniach kamoisev Eretz Yisrael. There was no one left in Eretz Yisrael who was his equal in Torah scholarship. As part of the previous discussion, the Braisa teaches, Chacham shetimei ein chavei rishor letar, asar ein chavei rishor lahater. If a sage pronounced something tamei or forbidden, his colleague may not rule it permitted. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabban, kishenichnas Rabbi Sinu lekerem biyavna, ho yisham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Elazar benoi shabrisak lili. The Gemara relates that when the rabbis entered the Beis Medrash in Yavna, the following rabbis were present: Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nechemia, and Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yosi HaGalili. Paschu kulam b'chvod achsani b'darshu. They all began their remarks by first expounding, darshaning, a pasuk in honor of their hosts. Paschu Rabbi Yehuda reishem edabim b'chol makim. Rabbi Yehuda opened the session as he was always the first to speak. In one of his remarks, Rabbi Yehuda introduced the pasuk, Haskes u'shma Yisrael, hayoyim hazen neyes la'am. Heed and listen, nation of Israel. Today you have become a nation. Actually, we became a nation at Har Sinai. And this pasuk was said by Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. The pasuk comes to teach us that the Torah is dear to its learners every day, as it was on the day it was given from Har Sinai. The Gemara then notes that the letters of the word Haskes also form the root of other words, which give us other understandings of this pasuk, which is Haskes. Also, kitos kitos v'oskar b'Torah. Torah should be studied in groups rather than alone. Lefi she'ein ha'Torah niknas el b'chabur, because Torah is only acquired by studying in groups or with a study partner. Similarly, Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina derives from the pasuk cherev ala badin b'noyalu, there will be a sword against those who are alone, for one should study with the chavrusa and not alone. Also, we deduce from this pasuk that one who studies alone may come to make foolish mistakes and be guilty of sin, as the word noyalu means foolishness and also refers to sin. Learning with others helps clarify the concepts by the varied understanding of each individual, and the correct conclusions will be reached. One will correct the errors on another, thereby avoiding possible sin. The Gemara proceeds to quote many other drushes of these various speakers that relate to giving honor and showing appreciation for one's host or for anyone who shows kindness. They also spoke about the significance of learning Torah and the chashivas of lomdei Torah, so that the hosts appreciate the value of HaMa'arach Tamachochem Etoich Beisoy, the one who hosts the Tamachochem in his home.